Mosquitoes are more than a summer nuisance. In places where they carry malaria, the consequences of a mosquito bite can be dire and even deadly. That's why the experiment underway in Burkina Faso in West Africa this week is a big deal. On Monday afternoon, scientists released 10,000 genetically modified mosquitoes in one village. The idea is that these GMO mosquitoes will spread a gene into the wild mosquito population that could eventually wipe out the malaria-carrying mosquitoes. This has never been tried outside of a lab anywhere. The insects released this week are sterile. They won't actually spread the gene. But if the idea works, it could be a game changer. Abdoulaye Diabaté leads a project for the nonprofit Target Malaria. He put 10,000 mosquitoes in context for me.
10,000 mosquitoes compared, you know, to the total number of population size of mosquitoes in the field is pretty much nothing at all.
Right.
But for us, it was really extremely important because, you know, we wanted to collect consistent and robust scientific data on mosquitoes' behavior, you know, the flight pattern and flight dispersal, the longevity. All these specific scientific data will inform, you know, the next step of the work that we are doing. And a second objective for us also was, you know, to make sure that with this release, it give us time, you know, to interact a lot with the community so that they are absolutely aware of the work that we are doing, if there is any concern, so that they can bring this concern that we can factor into the development process.
What are the potential risks of wiping out a species, though, like even a species of malaria-carrying mosquitoes?
First of all, let me just tell you that we have about 3,500 species of mosquitoes across the world. And just for the region of Africa, we have 850 mosquito species. So Target Malaria is just targeting only one species, which is the major malaria vector in Africa, and mostly, I would say, in Burkina Faso. So if targeting only one species can help to save millions of lives, I think it's really important and worth doing it.
So let's say all goes well with this phase in the study. What happens next?
Because we did the release on Monday, so we have to do the monitoring of these mosquitoes up to 1 year just to see how they behave. But the next step is that as soon as we're done with this, so we will have to submit application, you know, to the national regulatory agency, you know, for a second construct. Once we have enough data from there and then we feel confident, then we can transform that and then insert now the gene drive component in it. And this is going to be the final product that we will use at some point in the field.
And how many years down the road do you think that's going to be?
I will say that if it was just based on the technical science part, it will be really, very fast, maybe in 2 or 3 years. But you have to understand that because this is a new technology, so there are really very several components in it. Safety is really paramount to us. And then to make really sure that before you get to the final product, you have a social license from the community where you are operating to accept, you know, the product that you're bringing in. And this is the work that we are doing. And this is going to take a little bit of time. And so we feel that it may take us maybe something like maybe 6 or 7 years down the line, you know, to have the final product and bring it to the field.
Abdoulaye Diabaté, you're from Burkina Faso. How did you get interested in mosquitoes in the first place?
You know, I don't really know anyone in Burkina Faso who was born here and raised here and then who has not been, you know, through malaria. I have experienced malaria several times when I was a kid, all my brothers and sisters, and I am even talking to you today as a parent. So I have all my kids also who went, you know, through malaria episode. And this is something really very difficult, you know, to sustain, not only psychologically, but also you spend a lot of money for. And Africa has been, you know, suffering from malaria for really several decades. You know, at the beginning of the bed net, to see that we were having such a very good impact, we were very excited. But at some point, we realized that because of insecticide resistance, so we were kind of having a plateau in efficacy. And we feel that it's important for us, you know, to move to something else that can help us. I felt like, okay, if there are really way for us, you know, to better study these mosquitoes that are transmitting the disease and then come up with tools that can help to fight and reduce the burden on Africa, this is really the right thing for us to do.
Well, Dr. Abdoulaye Diabaté, lead mosquito researcher with Target Malaria in Burkina Faso, thank you for explaining your work. Good luck.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Along with innovative scientists, African musicians have also played a role in fighting malaria.
Robot malaria, children and fights.
Like the song from Ghana's Malaria-Free Future campaign. kids singing about getting rid of stagnant water in tires and at the bottom of food tins that attract mosquitoes. Not exactly inspiring concepts for a song, but some pop musicians have taken the mosquito malaria theme and made it sexy, even danceable. Seyun Kuti and the Egypt 80 from Nigeria have the Mosquito Song. And then there's Zhao from Congo, who wrote this one simply titled in French, Moustique, with the unforgettable line, Mosquito, mosquito, you're an assassin. Moustique, moustique, tu es un bonnet. Moustique, moustique, tu es un assassin. Tu me piques, moi je dors pas, ah, tu es un salaud. Tu viens chanter à mon oreille sans avoir peur. Ah, tu es un gêneur. Tu es tout petit, tu tapes les grands. Ah, tu es un salaud. Tu rentres dans ma moustiquaire sans rendez-vous. Ah, tu es un intrus. Tu suces mon sang, tu amènes dans les usines où l'on fabrique du verre.